New Zealand's Organic Farmer of the Year has been announced at the Organic NZ Awards. It's gone to Neva and Yotam Kay from Pakaraka Permaculture in Thames. The farm is off-grid, powered by solar and micro-hydro systems, and Yotam joins me now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Jesse. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, congratulations. I was really excited to hear that you'd won this, and you know, it often comes up in conversation on our show what the sustainable future of farming might look like. And would you say that your farm offers a bit of a glimpse of that?
Thank you. Yeah, we really hope so. We're big advocates about small-scale farming and how much food can actually be grown on a small piece of land using organic and regenerative techniques. And it's just really exciting how much we can do. And there's a lot of interest in that. Yeah. Our farm is, we've joined the late Jeanette Fitzsimons and Harry Parks farm, and we're still farming here with Harry. And the farm is relatively big, 215 acres, with 180 acres of regenerative bush. But our market garden is just a third of an acre at the moment. And we're growing, last year we grew 12,000 kilos of food on our small-scale organic market garden, and we're Organic Farm New Zealand certified.
12,000 kilos of food. Where do you sell it?
We sell it at the Thames Farmers Market, Saturday Market, at the local organic shop and the local greengrocer. We sell to cafes. We'll be selling it for veggie boxes. We've had to, of course, adapt a bit since lockdown started last year, but full groceries and vegetable boxes are our main avenues at the moment.
What's different about your farm?
I think something exciting that's happening in our market garden is that we're using a very small piece of land to grow a lot of vegetables very intensively. So we grow a diversity of crops. So it can be, most seasons we have between 20 to 30 different crops and many varieties between them that we grow along each other. So we have beds that can have 4 to 8 different crops in one season. One crops come in, the other crops come out. So we work with hand tools, we don't work with heavy machinery, and we put a really high emphasis on soil health, so both below the ground and create a healthy ecosystem above ground, which allows us to have really high productivity levels, putting individual attention to beds and crops, and doing that consistently since 2014, every week of the year.
Why do you do things differently?
My wife and I, which we've really gone on this journey together, we're passionate environmentalists that we wanted to see how can we create a system that can produce food and be a sustainably economical model, and that we can show that food can be grown in a way that just the soil just keeps improving season after season as the yields can improve season after season. So we want to really show an alternative to large-scale monoculture, and to encourage more and more farmers to be able to take either some part of their lifestyle block or a small piece of good fertile land and create an abundant market garden. And our site is actually not a very, has some issues. It's a marginal site in terms of how easy it is to cultivate this area. And we can still do it, so people on better sites can do more.
Yeah, you talk about it being an alternative form of farming. Will it always be that? Will we always have small producers like you doing it nice for people who are reasonably well-heeled and who want to make sort of certain choices with the food they eat, and this other sort of farm which is more about mass production, supermarket? Like, do you envisage New Zealand where those two things are in parallel, or do you think it would be possible to turn New Zealand over to this sort of farming?
I think the solution for a healthy, sustainable, regenerative food system involves working on many different levels. And I think there is definitely room for organic large-scale growing. And I think that there is a lot more room for small farms like us. And it is a really... It's a difficult issue in terms of pricing, in a way that you price vegetables to be able to continue doing something that is really ethical. And in our situation, there are very little externalities, and still most of our vegetables are very much compatible in price to other chemically grown industrial farmed produce. And so there really doesn't have to be a huge margin, especially if you're selling retail to customers. But solution exists on every scale. And I think that we can make it work and farmers can make it work, whatever farming situation they are, to grow more organically, and that this will be a real future of food, organics and diversity and taking care of the soil. Yeah.
Would you make more money if you were growing conventionally, chemically, rather than doing what you're doing?
Definitely, if I would use chemicals, whether it's mostly, if I would use pesticides, herbicides, or fungicides, in some aspects, I could save myself a lot of labor. So the fact that we're doing everything organically, we are still using, what's really exciting about this model of organic small-scale farming is that we're using a lot of development in terms of knowledge and tools and expertise that's been only around for the last decade or so. So we can do things really efficiently, and the amount of time that takes us to do things is mostly to harvest and post-harvest rather than actually grow, because we've got a relatively tight system. I mean, for us, it's not a question. We came to this market garden with a goal to just do the best we can and not to compromise on our values. And if there were some things that we had no financial limitations, we would do differently. But I think realistically, it's a model that can work. And there's a lot of colleagues of ours, both in New Zealand and in other countries, that are finding more and more solutions to make things more effective.
If there was a farmer, a traditional crop farmer listening this afternoon, who was thinking, look, I wouldn't mind flirting with this, what would be a good first step?
Yeah, it's a good question. First of all, I think we do need to have a lot more support systems for farmers wanting to make their system more sustainable and deal with better soil health. And I think it's important to take a really small part and to do experiments, because there's a lot of solutions that are site-specific and being a farmer, like all of the farmers listening, it's not an easy task to be a farmer regardless of what farming thing you're doing. So it's important to try small and to find what works for you. I really recommend investing in soil health and thinking of the aliveness of the soil and concentrating on that. And once there is high productivity of organic, of vegetables, of plants growing, they do a lot of the work for us. So it's really finding a way that works for farmers to farm in a way that keeps the soil healthy. And it can be a real win-win situation. So healthier soil and higher yields. We keep finding out that every year we get a higher yield because we'll just keep on fine-tuning. So that's the real key there.
Someone's curious about the name. Do you know anything about the origins of your, I think it's Pakaraka, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're in the Kauranga Valley outside of Timms, and it's probably been a tar of karaka trees, probably been a grove of karaka trees, and there is some nice in the mountains. Yeah.
Congratulations again. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Yotam Kay, who with his wife Neva has won the Organic Farmer of the Year Award, the Organic NZ Awards.